thank you, Kieran and Azul and Nancy and the entire team here at Basic Rights Oregon for all the great work you're doing. My name is Tina Kotek. I'm Speaker of the Oregon House. I use pronouns she and hers. Oregonians should be deeply concerned about the proposal that we have been hearing about from the Trump administration. I can tell you I'm worried. I have constituents who are worried. I've had emails in the last 24 hours expressing concern and fear from the transgender community here in Oregon. The new proposal of redefining gender from the federal government has put a lot of people in a very difficult spot. They are worried. They don't know what it means. It is the most far-reaching attempt by the Trump administration to roll back protections for transgender and gender nonconforming Americans that we have seen to date. We will not let the Trump administration tear down our community. And for those who right now are very scared about what this means, please know that my colleagues and I in the Oregon legislature will do everything we can to protect you, and Oregon will protect our community and our members here in our state. But let's be clear, this proposal is nothing more than fear-mongering, it is anti-science, and it is political games in the worst case. This policy contradicts expertise and science of major medical organizations around the country. This policy stands in opposition to legal precedent and existing federal policy. And this policy is an insult to the lives of transgender and gender nonconforming Oregonians. Here in Oregon, we believe in leading on transgender equity. Oregon is a state that passed comprehensive non-discrimination protections in the workplace, in public accommodations, in housing, based on sexual orientation and gender identity more than a decade ago. We are a place that has created the nation's most comprehensive education guidelines so that every transgender student in our public schools receives access to safe and affirming education. Oregon is a place where we passed a law to simplify our existing name change and gender amendment process on our birth certificates to be less expensive, more private, and safer for transgender Oregonians. And in Oregon, we are the first state in the nation to provide a third gender marker, X for not specified, for state driver's licenses and ID documents.